What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Mama K, the mommy and the mogul, and we are back. We are back. I know that I have been missing for a little minute, but I literally had to get to business, and my schedule was literally crazy. But listen, we are back, and I missed you guys, and I'm so grateful. It's about 6:34 in the morning, and I just want to say I'm so happy and so grateful for everybody that has been tuning in. If you're new here, this is a spiritual podcast, but I basically talk about, you know, I deliver the messages that I receive, or, you know, things that I feel like need to be shared, any downloads that I get. For the collective, I help with teaching you how to heal your inner child, heal from the fuck boys and the fuck girls, and, you know, narcissistic parents if you had them, PTSD, you know, my veterans, all of that. Like, this is the type of channel we come and we chill. Like, it's not, you know, this is just a vibe here. But I thank you guys for being here. I thank y'all for tuning in all the time. So listen, you guys, this past couple of weeks has shown me, and I've received so many messages, like, literally, and I'm so excited to be able to share them with y'all, because it's been a minute, you know. So make sure you have your notebook and your blue pen. We ain't forget. Come on in. Come on through. Take your shoes off. All of that. Get comfortable. Get cozy. Okay? So, as we have been on this journey together, and the village has been growing massively. Oh my God. I'm so proud of you guys. A lot of y'all have been working so hard that you're losing your passion for certain things, or you're working so hard that you're not even taking time to rest. You're not taking time to be organized. You're not taking time to slow down. You're speeding everywhere that you go. And it's becoming very dangerous for you, because that's how you crash, literally. Okay. So, this is a point in time where we need to tell ourselves, like, I'm going to stay consistent, but I'm also going to take a break from forcing myself. You know, I'm going to stay consistent and allow myself to live my life. You can't attract certain things without living a true and full life, you know. You also have to be making sure that you're doing the work, your inner work for yourself, and you're able to receive those downloads, so that whatever you're passionate about, whatever your purpose is, you can be guided in those steps. But, you know, you get those downloads and you get more clarity in stillness and in silence. That's the best time. Y'all know that. Well, if you've ever read Sacred Woman, the peak hours between 3 and 6 a.m. Is it 3 and 6 or 3 and 5? I believe it's 3 and 6 a.m. That is when the veil is thin. That is when your ancestors are, you know, wanting you to wake up and receive the messages that they have for you, or the, you know, it's time for you to pray. It's time for you to pray, meditate, and then I journal. That's what I do personally. So that's the best time, and you gotta listen for that whisper, you know. You gotta, that message that pops into your head, that great idea that you see that you receive when you're meditating. Go with those things, you know, and realize that you should not be trusting anything more than you trust God. You know, you're on the path already. I have to tell myself, like, girl, you're already doing what you gotta do. You know, sometimes I could be hard on myself, and I have to literally tell me, like, you're already on your path. You're already doing the things that you have to do. You know, You don't need to be idolizing working hard, grinding hard. You don't need to be idolizing, you know, working so hard towards somebody else's job and dream when they started where you starting at. But in your own industry and lane. So if you know you have other passions and priorities and purpose, yeah, you need to tap into those and stop overdoing the grind. Now you're too tired to get to your schoolwork. Now you're too tired to go on walks with your kid. Now you're too tired to have dinner ready on time. Now you're too tired to wake up and do your yoga, do your meditation, do your workouts before you go to bed at night. Y'all, this is things that I was experiencing 5-5-5 on time. These are things that I was experiencing. I've been working so hard to get, you know, that extra coin, and honestly and truly, I had to tell myself, no, yeah, you know, it's great to have extra money, but you need to be taking time. You know, you could work just 3 days a week, you know, work, do a little OCO on those days, whatever you need to do. But also remember, you need those rest days, you know, you need your days for your content, you need your days for your other business, you need your days to be able to sit and create. And you know, you start to block your creativity, you start to block the abundance flow and all of those things when you're forcing something, when you're overdoing work, 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 because that's not how we were created to live, right? And we have to realize that the devil likes when you have that imbalance. And you don't even realize that you're becoming obsessed and addicted to chasing a bag. A bag, money. For my people that don't know, money is literally just an energy. We are an energy. The same energy that is in the deepest valleys, the widest and deepest oceans, the highest mountains, in the animals, the birds, the bees, and the trees, it's within you. It is you. If we were to be able to put like our hand under a microscope, it would be the same makeup, the same energy as this dollar bill. I'm so sorry for yawning, y'all. I'm not being rude, I promise. I don't know. I need to get my breathing together or something. Like, and I'm not tired because I've been getting rest, okay? I'm getting my rest. I'm catching it. But realize that it's the same makeup. You are chasing an energy. The same thing that these people, they are printing it off. We're not allowed to print it. But they're printing it off and paying us to do jobs that other wealthy people don't want it. They're passing down the smaller, more meticulous, what's that word? It starts with a T. I don't know. It's the work that's more that hard manual labor work. They're passing that down, you know, for $2-$5 bills. I'm sorry, for a $10 bill and a $5 bill every hour. You know, you have to realize that you're worth. You have to move as if you're worth what you're wanting to attract into your life. Okay? You need to slow down because you're moving like a rookie. That's what I realized. Girl, you hustling and bustling, getting on this road to go to work, you know, in a rush to go to work, then come back home, gotta study, gotta cater to your other business, gotta get into mommy mode, gotta take care of the dog, Then you got shows. I had to take a step back because that's not the life that I want to live. I don't want to live a life of disorganization. I don't want to attract people that are disorganized into my life. You know, I don't want to attract people that half-ass do a job because they they have to, you know, tend to other things and don't know how to prioritize. I want to attract people that know balance, that know organization, that know how to prioritize and also still make time for family and being able to relax and sit down and not, you know, forget about the important things in life, like friendship, love, laughter, happiness, joy, blissfulness, relaxation, purpose, right? So, you know, when we overdo it and when we overwork ourselves, we don't realize that blackout that's about to come, you know, that crash that's about to come. Just like speeding in a car. I can't stand when people like speed with me in a car or speed with my child in a car. And I've been like this for years and years and years. And people that know me will tell you, like, I don't like that. Because if we leave on time or we leave early enough, we don't gotta speed. But I've lost too many people when it comes to car accidents. That blackout, that crash, it could be right around the corner. And you don't even know it. You gotta be mindful. You have to be mindful and slow the fuck down. If them people really cared about you personally, your job would not be available if you all of a sudden disappeared today. They wouldn't be able to replace you tomorrow. Realize that you have to slow down. Enjoy the scenery. Stop talking about the things that you want to do to take care of yourself and love yourself, because it's deeper than that. It's deeper than wanting to attract attention or doing things for aesthetic purposes. This self-love and self-healing is real. Focus on yourself rather than other people's business. Focus on yourself and your passions more than other people's passions. Pour into yourself the way you pour into others. Don't become unbalanced. That is how you run your blessings away. It's not healthy. A lot of times we don't listen when we're being told to rest and slow down. So you've been missing things that honestly have been right in front of your face the entire time. That's been supposed to be a blessing to you. Because you're too busy on the hustle and bustle and run and run and grind and be here and be there and do this and get this money and get that money. Oh my God, more money and more money. You chase the money like a crack addict. That is not something that I want to do anymore. And I told myself that months and months ago, last year. And I won't break a promise to myself. So, if you have no balance, you need to get on it. Realize that the harder you force and chase something, the more that it runs away. Just like in a relationship, fellas, the more that you force on a woman or a man, if that's what you like, this is no judgment, you know, that's the more that they're not going to be feeling you. Relax, chill, allow time to do his thing. Ladies, the more that you chase a nigga, the more you chase that dude, his ass is going to run. Ain't nobody chasing no, we're not doing that. You attract, just like you should be attracting the money. When you're walking inside of your energy and your power, you're just going to walk outside and be finding money on the ground. And I say this from experience. You're going to check the mail and you're going to have a check in your box, in your mailbox. Didn't even know you was getting a check. You overpaid a bill or some kind of payment from years ago and they giving you your money back. Realize that the Most High has the final say so. Okay? So in order to accomplish that attraction, in order to begin receiving the downloads and the clarity and everything that we need in our purpose, we need to organize ourselves, plan out naps, self-love acts, you know, make sure you're waking up with a morning routine. You should not be hopping on your phone first thing in the morning. I don't even like people to fucking text me before 8 a.m. That shit is so rude to me. And don't text me after 5 or 6 p.m. because my son is home. We're enjoying dinner. I'm spending time with him. If you see me on social media, cool, real quick. But I'm not staying on the hoe. That's something that drives me nuts. Why is you calling me at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night? You know? Randomly. Stop that. So, that also, I want to tell you guys, you should have boundaries. If there is something that you will not do, you should not do it. If there is something that you absolutely are against, you should be against it when it comes to that new job, when it comes to that new man, when it comes to that new woman, when it comes to that new homegirl or homeboy. I don't give a fuck what they have to offer you. If it is something that is against your morals and your boundaries, you need to reject it so that you can be blessed with something that gives you all of that plus more, and it is within your boundaries. I don't know who that's for. God has the most strongest and powerful say-so. We serve an impossible God. Okay. So making sure that you're waking up to meditate. I pray, I meditate, and then I journal. No excuses. If I gotta be at work at 7 and the job is an hour away, I need to wake up at like 4:30, 4:45, maybe 5, pushing it. Wake up so that I can meditate for 10 to 15 minutes. Stretch a little bit. You know, pray as I stretch. Some people have so many excuses. Oh, well, I don't want to meditate and rush to meditate. I don't want to do this. I don't want to, okay. Bullshit yourself, not me. Just make sure that when everything seems like it's falling apart, you're so stressed out, you're so drained, you're so tired, that you remember that you're the one that did not fill up your cup. When you fail to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Okay? Some of y'all doing a whole lot of work and not shit towards your purpose. And that's when you get drained. Because when you're doing it for your purpose, it gives you energy. It gives you that high. You also got to still balance yourself. But it gives you that fulfilling feeling of life. Okay? But that being said, family, it feels so, so good to be able to get that message out. I am going to be dropping podcasts throughout May. I am back. I am here. It feels so good to be getting my energy back, getting my flow back with the rhythm and the flow. Oh my God, insider. Ooh. But anyways, I love y'all. I hope you have a great day. Make sure you reflect. Make sure you go and immediately act on the things that I have talked about today. Pull out your planner, plan out your naps, plan out your self-care acts, plan out your walks, plan out your meditation, plan out time for friends, you know, plan out time for your own business, your own purpose, days that you will work your part-time or your full-time, whatever. Do your thing, okay? I love you. Have a great day.